أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا فتحنا لك فتحا مبينا ليغفر لك الله ما تقدم من ذنبك وما تأخر ويتم نعمته عليك ويهديك صراطا مستقيما وينصرك الله نصرا عزيزا صدق الله العظيم. After discussing the entire or parts of the incidents that had taken place that led to the Treaty of Hudaybiyah, inshallah we'll get a better understanding of the Surah, Surah Al-Fath, two additional incidents that we just may want to discuss. One was the incident of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had informed Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum that he is going to give in to whatever the requirements and the demands of the Quraysh of Makkah be, provided it does not desanctify the haram of Makkah. And after the three conditions were made known, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Are you not the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?" Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, "Most certainly I am the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." Then he asked, "Are we not on guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whilst these people are on batil, they are on falsehood?" Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, "Most certainly, we are on guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These people are on batil." Then he asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is it not that those who become martyred in the path of Allah, our shuhada, our martyrs are in Jannah, in paradise, and their slain ones are in the fire?" Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied again that most definitely that is the fact. Then Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Then why should we be humiliated in not being able to perform the Umrah? Leave it to Allah, either we perform Umrah or if they debar us from Makkah and if they put up any fight, then we will fight. And let that be the decisive factor." At that time, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's response to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was that, "O Umar, I am the slave and the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Rasul of Allah Rabbul Izzat. I am the total obedience of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala," which gives us now a very clear indication that whatever happened and whatever the treaty contained, all was the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Rabbul Izzat will most certainly help me, and I am with the assistance of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and there is no way that I am going to disobey Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. When Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu heard this, he said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "But did you not promise us that we will be making Umrah?" So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, "Most certainly, I promise that we will be making Umrah, but O Umar, that I promise it will be now, this year, right at this particular time." So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied, "Yes, definitely, you did not promise when that Umrah will take place." After this conversation with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu goes to Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and very amazingly, he puts the same questions to Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and the response and the reply of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was very similar to the reply that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given. And this gives us a very clear indication of the kind of attachment, bond that Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu had with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thereafter, Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiallahu ta'ala anhu allayed the misgivings of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he asked him to seek refuge in Allah from the shaitan. And in this way, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say after the treaty of Hudaybiyah that for my whole life thereafter, I continued to pray nafil salat, to give sadaqah, to free slaves because of the misgivings I had on that day of Hudaybiyah. Another incident that gives us a very clear indication that when our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam had signed the treaty that their men, the people from Makkah Mukarrama, that is those who were Muslims, if they come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will be obliged to return those individuals, those men. One such person at Hudaybiyah was Abu Jundal. He was a Muslim. He was being persecuted by his family, by his parents. He had been imprisoned. His legs were in fetters, in chains. And in this manner, he broke away. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is still in Hudaybiyah. And now he comes to Hudaybiyah. Suhail was still there, the person that had signed the treaty with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Suhail bin Amr. And Abu Jundal had thought that now he will be taken into the safety of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As a matter of fact, some sahaba had already given him safety and protection. Suhail bin Amr remarked to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that by the treaty you are unable to take him in your care. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pacified him thereafter and said to him, O Abu Jundal, you go back now, but definitely very soon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will pave the way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open the way for you. And hence this incident also fueled the fire of grief in the hearts of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, that here is our brother, he's going through untold difficulties and persecutions in Makkah Mukarrama, and now by this treaty we are unable to even receive him. And in this circumstances Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed, inna fatahna laka fatham mubina, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, certainly we had granted you a manifest victory, a manifest decision that had come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In some narrations, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu even commented, is this really a victory? Is this the fath mubin that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about? Now whilst many of the sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum would say that this ayah referred to the victory of Makkah Mukarrama, the conquest of Makkah Mukarrama, the likes of Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and other sahaba, Hazrat Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Bara ibn Azib radiallahu ta'ala anhu, these sahaba used to say that this victory actually was the victory of Hudaybiyah. That outwardly, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had sent us back from Hudaybiyah without us performing the Umrah, but most certainly in that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had opened many doors of hidayat for many of the sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. And in the period of time between Hudaybiyah and Fateh Makkah, we found great personalities like Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala an, Amr ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala an. Many of those sahaba had embraced Iman and Islam at the hands of our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So that was one very great victory, that despite the fact all the odds seemed to be against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the Muslims, Allah Rabbul Izzat used that to open and pave the way for the hidayat of many of the sahaba. لِيَغْفِرَ لَكَ اللَّهِ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِكَ وَمَا تَأَخَّرَ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had forgiven ma taqaddam, those sins of yours that had passed, had gone by, wa ma ta'akhkhar, and those sins that will come forth, all of those sins Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had forgiven you O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now we know that our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam was most certainly Nabi Masoom and all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. But here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentions this here that when you had overlooked and you had forgiven and you had allowed the Quraysh of Makkah to put down their own clauses in lieu of that or in view of that, we have forgiven you, and here is the announcement that whatever the past may have been, whatever the future may have been, whatever errors there may have been, whatever oversights there may have been, errors of judgment that could have come about, all of that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had forgiven. As a matter of fact, some ulama have stated, leave the fact that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had made this declaration and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made this announcement of forgiveness for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a guarantee upon a guarantee. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala made him such that not only was he forgiven, but he had become the means of millions and millions of people to be forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيُتِمَّ نِعْمَتَهُ عَلَيْكَ. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had not only forgiven, and Allah had not only made this announcement of forgiveness, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala internally, externally, spiritually, materially, in whichever way it may be, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had completed all his favors upon you, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَيَهْدِيَكَ صِرَاطًا مُسْتَقِيمًا. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had guided you to the sirat mustaqim. Now here our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself was a fountain of hidayat, and here is a guarantee again that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will keep him on hidayat. The hidayat has different stages, different aspects of it, different types of it, and here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the highest form of hidayat for our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَيَنْصُرَكَ اللَّهُ نَصْرًا عَزِيزًا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had assisted you a mighty help. In other words, this was a great assistance that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had rendered upon our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So one very, very important lesson we learn from these verses, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said himself that person who forgives, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him nothing else but izzat and honor on the surface of this earth. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu.